SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
In a world first, a ban on manufactured stone has gone into effect across the country from today. The ban comes after it was revealed the material has been the main catalyst behind the deaths of many construction workers across the country. Zach Smith, National Secretary of the Construction, Forestry and Maritime Employees Union, has hailed the decision.
We know that this product is killing workers as we speak. One in four workers in New South Wales alone that are using this product is getting screened for silicosis or another form of deadly dust disease. In all but the rarest of circumstances, these diagnoses are death sentences. We welcome this ban. This is something that the union has campaigned long and hard for, and we know that this ban will save the lives of Australian construction workers.
The nationwide ban comes following an agreement between federal, state and territory ministers last December. Engineered stone is most commonly used on the development of kitchen benchtops, with workers who use the material being put at risk of developing the deadly lung disease, silicosis. Melita Markey, Director of the Institute of Respiratory Health in Western Australia, says this decision will save the lives of many workers.
It's a brilliant move because the impact on workers' health is huge. Remember that silicosis is not curable, and in the very early stages, it is possible if it's identified, the worker can change careers and move into something else, and with use of antifibrotics and other treatments, we can limit the damage.
Ms. Markey says the low survival rate is largely due to the difficulty in identifying this disease.
It's very hard to diagnose in the early stages. So people can often only be diagnosed when the disease has quite progressed, and there's little chance of actually the people recovering at all.
Dean Morris is a former stonemason who worked in the construction industry for over 20 years. He was forced to stop when he contracted silicosis.
I have mixed emotions about it because this is something that should have happened years ago. It's taken far too long. And the issue we'll have, you'll see in the next probably decade or so, that the exposure that we've had in the past couple of years now, like, is yet to come for tradies.
Mr. Morris says he first got symptoms a decade ago, but getting a diagnosis took time.
I've had health issues way back in November 2014. I was seeing my doctor, and I had blood tests and this and that. I had scans about severe fatigue and tiredness. And back then couldn't tie it to anything.
Silicosis is caused when the dust used in engineered stone enters the lungs and causes scarring, making it harder for those affected to breathe. It can be life-altering, making it difficult for individuals to follow their daily routine.
It's completely changed my life. I have two daughters, and I struggle to go kick a football with them, you know, to do things physically, to go out, you know, even to go shopping and just the basic things you think you can do. I have to micromanage it. I have to be careful. I have to rest, and I need time for recovery on even household chores. It's not just being permanently short of breath with this. It's chest pains, muscle aches and joint pains, severe fatigue. I'm always tired.
The Lung Foundation of Australia estimated that in 2023, around 600,000 workers across the country were being exposed to silica dust, putting their lives at risk. Speaking to SBS Chinese, another construction worker named James, who's also been affected by the disease, says people need to use caution when they're around dangerous materials.
Many people don't know about silicosis.
Workers on site should take proper precautions and not take it lightly, as I did in the past.
Melita Markey from the Western Australian Institute of Respiratory Health says there's a lot more that can be done to protect the health of young workers.
Medical research in dust diseases in this country is poorly funded. You know, I also work with patients with asbestos diseases, and yet the ban was 20 years ago, and we still have 4,100 deaths last year, which is three times the national road toll from asbestos-related diseases, 20 years after the ban. So you can only think we're going to be modelling similar effects 20 years after this ban, starting from today, if we don't invest in research. So our institute is really calling on government to make solid funds available and not to have to jump through so many hoops to access any funding and to really focus on workers' disease.
Mr Smith from the CFMEU says the ban is only a first step. He says the union will continue its campaign to ensure those who have been affected by the deadly disease will get the support that they need.
There is more work to be done. We need to make sure that those workers who have unfortunately contracted silicosis through no fault of their own are adequately protected through the workers' compensation schemes in the various states and territories. We also need to make sure that this ban is robust enough to capture any future products that might harm workers who are cutting or grinding stone products.
Dean Morris says he spends a lot of time worrying about his and his family's future.
My kids, my family, I want to be able to provide for them, but I can't. And I'm worried, like, I may be at some point be entitled to some form of compensation or whatever, but I know I'm going to need constant reviews from specialists. I'm going to need counselling, mental counselling, you know, seeing psychologists and yada yada, probably for the rest of my life. So, like, there's going to be no support for me in that way. So I get really concerned and worried. How am I going to be able to continue this lifestyle with no support?
Alex Anifantis, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.